Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv. Kind of feels crazy saying that because it's been a while since I've recorded anything. And I guess in this episode, I will kind of be touching on why based on the title. But today we're going to be talking about generational curses and what I've dealt with as far as realizing how generational curses have affected me from my family. So both of my parents have a lot of similarities but a lot of differences, and the things that make them different, I feel, are the things that stand out the most. So for example, whenever they were in a relationship, it was a lot of look at my viewpoint and not look at the other person's viewpoint. And I didn't realize how that affected me until probably a couple weeks ago, because I had to kind of step back and really pay attention to what I can control in situations versus what I can't control. And I can only control my responses to stuff. I can't control how somebody... And realistically, it's easy for people to point fingers and be like, no, you offended me, so I'm going to try to, I guess, make you feel bad about it. Versus just being like, you know what, this is what I could have done differently. Even if it wouldn't have changed the whole situation completely, at least it would have changed how I allowed the situation to affect me. A lot of the times, generational curses are stuff that we don't even think of. Like, whenever we think of whenever I would think of them, I would think about, oh, my parents weren't rich, so that's a generational curse that I'm going to have to deal with, because I'm going to have to shift my mindset from, I don't want to say a poverty mindset, but kind of, yeah, like, from a poverty mindset to a mindset of wanting more for myself and not settling for less. Another thing that I've learned that my parents struggle with is codependency. They don't like being alone, which is, it's okay to want company, but it gets to a certain extent of, I'm not happy by myself, or I feel like I need other people around me, or if this person doesn't do stuff for me, then I'm not going to do it for myself. And I dealt with that with making my podcast, because my best friend told me that he was going to help me with my podcast. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was just going to sit there and wait till he had time to help me with my podcast. Like, I didn't even try to put forth the effort to learn how to do really anything. So when it came to time for him to help me, he was like, okay, so pretty much, what do you know how to do so I can help you with what you don't know how to do? I was like, I don't know how to do anything. And it was like, so you just kind of sat there, and it's your dream, it's your thing that you're trying to accomplish, and you didn't even put forth the effort to do anything. And I didn't understand in that moment of like why he was frustrated until I looked deeper into my parents and how they are realistically a lot of stuff from childhood affects us as adults. And yeah, to a certain extent, you can't be walking around talking about, oh, this person hurt me. Like, I'm gonna carry this with me for the rest of my life. Like, no. But if you don't know how it's affecting you and you don't know that it is affecting you, then it's okay to refer back to your past with certain things. So another generational curse that I've dealt with is depression. Depression is something that definitely runs in my family. And to me, the depression, I don't even know where it stems from, to be honest. It just kind of gets to a point of being consistent with following your dreams and your goals and stuff, and then all of a sudden you just fall off the face of the earth and you just don't want to do it anymore, and you don't always understand why. But for me, I guess I just kind of get bored with stuff easily. Either that's the case sometimes, or I'll end up feeling like I can't redo the same thing. Like, I have to do something different each time. And if I don't do something different each time, then it's repetitive. And for some reason, my brain does not click well with repetitive stuff. So it's a lot of things that my parents might not have addressed that I'm going to have to address in the future or right now in the present before I have kids, so that my kids don't have to deal with those same things. But I guess the issue is, normally it would be nice to be able to have those types of conversations with people, with your parents, about what you're dealing with. But our parents are very stuck in their ways with their ways of thinking, and they don't really realize how their ways of thinking and their ways of handling things affect us. And mentioning that to them is like, oh, you're a kid, like, you can't tell me anything about what I have going on. And I always want the best for people, or to see the best in people, or to try to help people, but you can't always do that. You have to do what's best for you at the end of the day. And I struggle with that too, mainly because growing up, I felt like in order to feel a connection with someone or affection, I had to do something for them. And that's a very sucky way to go about life, because you keep pouring out and never get anything back, or never expect anything back, because, oh, it's okay, I'm just showing you I love you. That's all. But love isn't always an exchange. Or it's not always a tit for tat either. Because I've come across people that are like, oh, you did this for me, so I have to pay you back. Yeah, I wouldn't feel right if I don't pay you back. And it's like, what? You don't owe me anything, but it's the mindset of I have to give in order to receive, and you don't. If it's the right people in your life and the right friendships and the people that claim that they love you and care about you, they're going to do what's best for you, and they're not going to want anything in return or look for anything in return, because I don't ever look for anything in return from people that I care about. And it does get draining sometimes, but realistically, I don't want it to be a situation where I feel like I'm treating other people how I've been treated, which is neglect your emotions, neglect you telling me that you need help with stuff, neglecting your feelings or whatever, for the sake of making sure that I maintain feeling good about myself. Because if you're telling me that you feel bad about something that I'm doing, that's gonna knock me off my high horse. And that's also something that is a generational curse with my parents, is I'm right, you're wrong. You listen to me and puppet master, do what I say. Like, and it's not to say that it's a bad thing with, or they're bad people. The stuff that I'm mentioning is kind of a bad thing. But they're not bad people, and a lot of people don't realize the stuff that they're doing, because that's just, quote unquote, who they are. And why should I change who I am for the sake of other people? And it's because you're not always right. You're not always wrong, but you're definitely not always right. There are people that feel like their word is gold, or that they can't do any wrong. And that's a godly mindset that I don't think I could ever possess. There has to be a balance, and there definitely needs to be accountability. I do hope in the future that whenever I talk to my parents, we can have a conversation more in depth about stuff that has happened. Because there is a lot of stuff that has happened. I guess I'll mention one more, because I really don't want it to sound like a whole lot of negative complaining, as much as it's, oh shoot, this is why I am the way that I am. So, with one of my parents, I dealt with them telling me that, oh, you need to figure it out yourself, because I've always had to figure it out myself, so why should I help you with that? And that threw me off, because it was just kind of like, well, dang, if you're telling me that you don't want to be a parent, then you shouldn't have had kids. Like, it doesn't sound like you were ready for kids if you're still choosing to be selfish. And to this day, it's still like that. I don't feel like I can completely lean on my parents, or realistically my family. And I do want to get to a point where I feel more comfortable being vulnerable on here. But I look at my friendships with people and those types of connections as my family, because I've always connected with other people more than I have with my family. I still don't get why. I mean, I know that I'm a little different, but I don't understand the disconnect, and I want to, but at the same time, it's kind of like, what's the point, you know? Because it feels like you kind of get pushed away from being different, not from being different. And then also, as generational curse that one of my friends was telling me that she deals with, is just kind of like her mom being indirect with her with communicating issues, just for the sake of taking, I guess, the long way to explain something, but both ways of the expression of emotions are still hurtful, because you're getting treated differently from other people, and you don't know why. Because she was telling me that her mom pretty much, well, her parents or something like that, no, her mom was pretty much treating her the same way that I was saying that one of my parents did, as far as you figure it out on your own. I'm not going to help you. And that's, like, you're my parent at the end of the day. Yes, I'm an adult and I am very capable of taking care of anything that I need to take care of. However, that doesn't mean that people need to be alone to take care of their stuff. And they don't need to try to dig up love in the streets because there was no love at home. Because that could cause a lot of issues. It's not to say that other people that you haven't met yet can't provide you with a certain type of love, but your parents are your introduction to the world, like, and you are pretty much a combination of both of those people combined. So if you don't even have the proper introduction, it's like you constantly have to reevaluate what it is that you are looking for, who you are, why is it like this, I don't like this, so I need to pretty much rearrange my DNA to remove these things from my life. Like, it's really intense, and I think it's, some people call it, like, healing your inner child, which, yeah, that's definitely what it is, because your inner child has dealt with a lot of stuff and has been told that it has to be strong since it was little, because I also dealt with, like, not having much of a childhood growing up. I was more of the parent to the parent, and I felt like that was okay. I felt like that was how life was supposed to be, in that I have to help my parents. I have to be there for them in order for them to be there for me. And I just hope that in the future, with me learning all these things, that I'm able to give my kids the proper love and affection that they deserve and that they need to be able to develop into beautifully productive human beings in society, because I don't want them to end up going into the world feeling lost. A lot of the stuff that I felt like I should have known whenever I first, like, got on my own, and I didn't know these things because nobody told me or showed me, and I still deal with that nowadays. It's just not as much, but I do feel like if I had a different type of upbringing, that things would have been better. And I just thought of this, and I know that I said before that was the last one, but this is the last one, because I've already somewhat been transparent with this episode, so I might as well put this in there too. But I've also dealt with a lot of homelessness growing up because of my parents, and it was a cycle of, let me go find love from someone else so that, or their definition of love, from someone else so that I don't have to give it to myself in a way, so that I can take the responsibility off of myself for my own life and put it on someone else. And what I mean by that is, I want to live life free and have someone else take care of me, pretty much. And the cycle kind of continued over the years of, we're going to go live with this person for a while because they sold me a dream. And once things disconnected and I develop this codependency with this person or back on the streets because I didn't actually take care of my end of the stick or making sure that I was okay or that I had a backup plan. And it was leaning so much on other people and none at all on yourself and putting all your happiness and love into what somebody else could do for you and not how they were actually treating you as a person, and willing to settle for less just for the sake of saying, oh, I have something. And I really didn't get it. And I still kind of don't get it. Because the cycle was, I meet this person, they tell me I could live with them because I had nowhere else to go. We live with them for a while. They fall off. We're back homeless. I meet another person. We get married. We fall in love. They take care of everything. They do some shady stuff. I stand up for myself a little bit. They hate that I stood up for myself. We're back on the street again. And with the lack of stability that I had growing up too, that type of stuff does affect you long term. And I ended up being in somewhat of a relationship that kind of felt similar because of that. I was very codependent on the person that I was with. And I didn't know how to give myself happiness without that person being there. I never really wanted people to, like, pay for me or take on that responsibility for me. But it was more of, my happiness is your responsibility. And I really hope that with the time that I've taken to learn about myself and my family and my relationships and friendships I've had over the years, I hope that that continues to help me to improve as a person so that I don't continue that cycle again, because generational curses are a cycle of things that you feel like you need because that's all you've ever known. And change was never meant to be comfortable, but it was meant to actually help you improve as a person. But if you don't see fault in your ways, then you're not even gonna know that you need to really, I guess, improve on anything. But yeah, I might make another episode like this. I might not. I feel like I shared a lot of the stuff that I needed to release in a way. And it felt good to actually vent, you know? And I hope that maybe this can relate to someone. And it's okay that, you know, it's not okay. It's not okay that these things have happened to you. But it's okay that you need to reevaluate yourself or the people around you in order to develop and grow as a person. And sometimes that is family or friends that you've known for years. But letting that stuff go, it only leaves space for what's actually supposed to be there. And there's nothing wrong with you for having all these issues. That's kind of a harsh way to... nothing wrong with you for having these things about yourself that you need to improve on, or that your family might need to improve on. And realistically, you might just be that person that needs to break the curse, you know? And that's why you're set apart. That's why you're different. And I used to feel like everything I went through was like, okay, like this was a little intense. I could have learned this lesson a different way. But now that I've chosen to like dig deeper into each situation, I don't feel like anything happens for no reason. And there was lessons in those situations that I needed to experience in order for me to know how to operate better in the future. But I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Bye.